Are there some good websites, if our listeners have children that are interested in computer coding, what are some good websites or places they can visit to learn more?
Code.org is a great place to start. They've got a full online curriculum and lots of tutorials. There's also things that you can download, and as well as apps for the iPad and iPhone. Hopscotch is a great app. Lightbot is a good one that all teach the fundamentals of computer programming, loops, things like that, but in a game form.
So Hopscotch would be a game form that a kid could use to get introduced to computer coding.
Indeed. My five-year-old plays them at home.
Your five-year-old plays them. Oh, my God. That's incredible. That's very
exciting. You got to start them early.
That's exciting. That is really exciting. So what's the biggest impediment to getting this rolled out into a large number of public schools? Or do you really need to roll it out to a large number of public schools in the sense that if it's a blended learning option, you basically can just offer it to basically any schools, and the kids who are interested in doing it, do it?
Yeah, indeed. And we do offer training for teachers. We find that one of the biggest barriers to educators bringing it to their schools is that they feel like they're not appropriately trained to teach it. And we're trying to really change that perception, because you don't have to be a computer programmer to teach these very simple concepts to the kids.
So if we had a blended learning academy in Baltimore where trained teachers taught online and delivered that into every school across the city, you could make that work with computer coding.
Sure, yeah. You're on a computer anyway, so.
That would be. Is broadband an issue in our public schools?
There are some issues. The biggest one that we encounter is just the firewalls that are on the web there. So it's we can't watch any of the video tutorials on YouTube. So all of that, we have to sort of circumvent that in different ways.
This would be firewalls that BCPS puts up to protect kids.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah.
Right. So that's clearly something you have to navigate. But
right.
That's got to be a solvable issue.
There's ways to get around. I mean, we bring in downloaded copies of all the videos so that we can just play them for the kids.
One of the things that I was thinking about recently is that, you know, we invest an incredible amount of money in pad computers and laptop computers, when the reality is kids come to school today with a computer in their pocket called a smartphone.
Yeah.
Can you teach computer coding on my smartphone?
Absolutely. You know, those apps that are being developed now, and there's more and more of them, are great ways to start. And, yeah, they are just very simple games that you can get out on your phone.
So if you were running a school district and be in charge of technology, in some ways you'd want to have the smartphones be ubiquitous as opposed to trying to give everybody a laptop. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think you still need computers for some things. We're not ready to get rid of them entirely.
Not ready to get rid of them. Okay.
But, you know, who knows what the future holds.
It's just interesting because, you know, every kid seems to have a smartphone that's smarter than the laptop that I had 10 years ago. And And it's theirs.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get around liability issues with respect to firewalls and things like that if the device is owned by the student.
Sure.
How can endowments and foundations, how can people help you maximize the great opportunity for code in schools?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, really the cost to bring these classes to schools is very low. We do send instructors in to help the kids, even with the blended learning options out there. But, you know, it's really just the cost of the instructor. Everything else we use is free, open source, online.
Do you need to have an instructor in every school?
It's probably not strictly necessary. We like to have the instructors there to help guide the kids.
Right.
Sometimes some of them move through the tutorials really quickly without any problems. Some of them need a little bit more guidance.
So if we had a blended learning academy in Baltimore that was manned by teachers who were expert at coding and they went to visit each school on a semi-regular basis, we could really maximize the opportunity without actually having a teacher in every single school.
Yeah, I guess that is possible, yeah.
What else do we need to know about code in schools? It's amazing how – when did you start it?
We actually just started it 1 year ago. We just had our one-year anniversary.
1 year ago. You're in three high schools.
Yep.
How many high school kids are doing this total?
Oh, probably about 30.
That's great.
Yeah, we've got seven locations altogether. Last year, we served over 150 kids in our 8 to 10 week long courses. And we did actually like about 200 kids in our hour of code, which was during Computer Science Education Week.
That's great. Where do you think this is going to be in 3 years?
Well, hopefully we'll be in more schools.
Yeah. If you could say, this, given the size of your organization, how many schools could you manage?
Oh, gosh. Right now, probably, we could probably take on high schools is a little bit harder. They want more advanced classes. And for those classes, I try and get industry professionals to come in and teach them. So those are sometimes harder to actually get the people to leave work and come in and teach the classes. Mm-hmm. But elementary schools, we have a lot of capacity for that right now.
Do you have an interest in the parents of your students learning to code?
Absolutely. And although we don't do any classes for adults, there are some great organizations that are springing up. Girl Develop It just opened a chapter here in Baltimore. I've been taking the classes myself, and that's a great resource for maybe moms who want to
tell us about Girl Development.
It's a national organization. They have chapters in different cities, and they offer very low-cost programming classes to women.
To women, and do the mothers work with their kids at the same time? Is there...
Oh, you know, there's no Mommy and Me classes as far as I
okay.
know, but that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Gretchen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, David.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, visit warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.